Close your eyes and watch your breath. Watch it all the way in and all the way out. Try to give the mind a good place to stay, because that's what the mind needs, is a place to stay. Otherwise, it wanders around. The wandering is called samsara. Samsara is not so much a place as an activity. Something the mind does. It picks something up. It's like going down to the beach. You pick up a stone, you pick up a shell, it looks interesting for a while, and then you lose interest and you throw it away. You pick something else up, you lose interest, throw it away. Sometimes you pick up things, though, that are worth nothing at all, and you keep them in your pockets. It's wandering on, weighed down by all kinds of stuff. You've got to clean out your pockets and give the mind a good place to stay. That's what we do, is we meditate. Any other thoughts that have to do with where you want to go or where you've been, just put them aside right now. Just be right where you are, here in the present moment. And if anything else comes up, learn how not to pick it up, not to go into another thought world. Because each of those worlds has its own little bit of birth, aging, illness, and death. And it's because of those little thought worlds that we take on big worlds, i.e. we take birth, as we've done now in the human realm. And then when we leave this realm, we go someplace else, based on our actions. But no matter how good the world gets, it's going to be aging, illness, and death. It can't last. So we want to find something of a lot more lasting value. We have to look right here in the mind before it goes moving into those worlds. Get to know this spot really well. Get to be settled down here so that this is your default place to be. And that way you begin to understand the process of why the mind feels compelled to come wandering around and picking up things that are going to cause suffering. And at the very least, you can lighten your load. At best, you can figure out, how can I stop this wandering around? How can I find a place that doesn't need to wander? That's what we're looking for inside. But first, it requires that the mind just have a good place to stop and rest, so that it realizes that there is a lot of advantages to being in one place, rather than feeling compelled to move on and check the next shell and check the next stone. Create a good place for yourself right here. Learn how to settle in with a sense of belonging here. And that'll change the balance of power in the mind. Otherwise, the power is all with the desire to move on. Now you've got something to act as a counterbalance that says, no, stay right here. It's good right here. Learn to appreciate how good it can be right here. And it helps to lift off a lot of burdens in the mind.